This is The Playbook. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook. I'm here at the greatest stadium ever created in the entire world. It's $5.5 billion and a $1 billion screen, but that's nothing compared to my next guest. That's right, James Jang is in the house. We've had Tom Brady here, right? He's the GOAT of football. I've had Chicharito. He's the GOAT of soccer. Now I have the credit GOAT, James Jang. Welcome to The Playbook.
Dave, thank you so much for having me, man. This is amazing, and I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, I'm happy to have you because, believe it or not, I'm a guy who, with a law degree, learned like you about credit and having really discouraging experiences with credit, with harassment of credit, even in the e-commerce space. All three are the places that you live and you help to empower others to really facilitate one of the greatest assets that we can utilize in America, our credit.
Absolutely.
How did you get involved in being such an expert, the GOAT of credit?
Well, it all started when, you know, I was working dead-end job to dead-end job. I probably worked in every single field that you could think of, from being a busboy, working at Foot Locker, Macy's, to working in my parents' Chinese restaurant. I've pretty much done it all growing up. And I realized that just, you know, working alone wasn't going to get me to financial freedom, wasn't going to, you know, help me build a life that I wanted to build. And so therefore, I realized the importance of credit, because with good credit, you can literally turn the worst financial situation into the most biggest blessing of a financial situation ever by using something called leverage. And so growing up, you know, I was never personally taught a lot about credit, but seeing that, you know, my parents had good credit, I wanted to learn more about the game and how to boost my own score, how to start building that history so that one day, you know, as I got older, I was able to get leverage from the banks and use that to build my own empire.
You know, I work with so many different entrepreneurs, and there's so many unbelievable stories of people that have had good credit that have started their empire. The number one franchisee for Denny's, for example, bought her first Denny's on credit cards. And so many people have bought their first property using credit cards or credit lines in the facilitation of understanding leverage. But it's a dangerous sport.
Yes.
Because if you don't know what you're doing, you can be taken advantage of, oversold, lied to, manipulated. There's a lot of fine print that can cost you your credit.
Absolutely.
Because other people are manipulating you. What are some of the things we should be aware of that you help people with?
Well, when it comes to credit, what we do is we help people fix and repair their credit. So what a lot of people aren't aware of is when they don't make their payments on time, sometimes they get even sent to collections, they get charged off. And when those things happen and they get reported onto your credit report, your score drops significantly. So we help people fix these negative items on their credit report by using something we call factual disputing, which is all based off of the U.S. consumer rights federal law, such as the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the Fair Debt Billing Act. I can go on for days about that. And this all comes down to inaccuracies on each consumer's credit report. So if the information reported on your behalf, let's just say, Dave, is incorrect, then we legally have the right under the federal law to remove them. And once we do that, we also help people build their credit, because as somebody that started off with absolutely no credit history at the age of 17, I realized the importance of things such as, you know, secured credit cards, authorized user trade lines, credit builders, so that you can establish that history. I always tell people, Dave, you know, it's almost like a resume. If somebody wanted to come work for Dave Meltzer, you're going to be like, let me see your resume. And if there's nothing on there and there's no history, you can be like, I don't know if I want to hire you, because I can't deem you as trustworthy. So credit works the same way. So we help people in that realm. And then once their credit is fully fixed and they have that really solid, juicy credit profile, we're able to help them get something we call leverage, which is funding, whether it's through credit cards, lines of credit, personal loans, business loans, SBA loans, things of that nature. And then that way, the individual can use that to build something very special for themselves.
And there's also strategies. I know you help people not only with credit repair, credit building, but also an e-commerce strategy to create freedom. When I think of James Jang, I think of an amazing lesson that I've learned. It's don't get so busy working at all those different jobs, careers, and industries that you forget to make money. And money makes money. And other people's money is even a better way to make money than your own money, because it allows you to speed up the process. But in that realm, you really have to understand interest rates.
Yes.
And penalties of payments in the interest rates that correspond. Teaser rates, APR rates, as well as, you know, different variable rates that are occurring. How do you help people understand what product is best suited for the leverage?
Absolutely. Great question. So in the world of credit cards, there are so many different credit cards out there. I personally, myself, Dave, I have about 40 credit cards between business and credit, and each of them serve their specific purchase. So in my opinion, the best way to do it, and again, everybody's situation is different, but you want to be able to leverage something that we call balance transfers. So if you're going to get, let's just say, 5 or 6 credit cards and you want to make a big investment or you want to make a big purchase, what you could do is you can make that purchase on one of the credit cards, let's just say an American Express credit card that gives you great rewards and points that you can use to travel. That's how I got here completely for free.
Yeah.
And then what you can actually do is you can transfer that balance over to a zero interest credit card that gives you, let's just say, zero APR for 12 to 18 months. So now you're able to buy yourself that time as your investment is working for you, and you only have to make the small minimum payments on those credit cards. And as long as you're making those payments on time, your credit rating is actually going to increase because you're showing the banks that you're trustworthy and that your credit worthy ratings continue to go up. But I also want to add, you know, be very weary and careful, because like you said, it's a very dangerous game. You shouldn't be opening up credit cards just to make purchases that are materialistic and things that aren't really going to help you contribute to to your wealth. For example, you shouldn't open an Amex just to buy a bunch of Jordans, okay?
Right.
'Cause unless those Jordans are making you money, Dave, it's a liability. So I'm really big on leveraging credit into assets, things that are going to pay you back, and that way the interest rates will kind of mitigate itself as long as you have your chips all in order.
And you may know this about myself. I have, you know, young daughters.
Yes.
Who I'm helping build their credit. What are some of the tips that you can give? We have so many people
Sure.
out there that, you know, haven't started yet.
Yeah.
And 17, 18-year-old, they may have their first job while they're in college even. But there's some things that we can do. What are the top three tips that you would give an 18-year-old that may even be in college with a part-time job?
Yes. So number one, if Dave, if you have good credit, I would highly recommend that they get onto your credit cards. You add them as authorized users, because that's actually how I started. My mom had, God bless that lady, an 845 credit score. So that's 5 points away from a perfect credit score. Shout out to you, Mom.
Yeah.
But add them onto your credit cards as authorized users, because then all of your positive payment history throughout the years that you've been having those credit cards are going to report onto their credit report. So immediately that's going to boost their score and make them look more trustworthy. Number two, I would get something that's called student credit cards. So a lot of banks such as Discover, Navy Federal, if you're a part of the military, Chase, and you know, small credit unions, they offer student credit cards. And these are credit cards typically with small limits, $200 to $500, maybe $1,000. And you have them put all of their daily spendings on that credit card and pay it off over time. That's also going to help them boost their credit rating. And the third option is, of course, credit builders. So there's amazing platforms such as Ava, Kickoff, Credit Strong, where you can literally just pay a monthly subscription of anywhere between $5 to $15, $20. And as long as you pay that subscription fee on time, they report that positive payment history onto all three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. So authorized user trade lines, student credit cards, and credit builders. That's exactly how I built my credit from the age of 17 and up. So,
and where's your credit, if you don't mind me asking today?
The last time I checked was like 6 days ago. I'm flirting with an 800. It was like a 794.
But with 40
recently,
credit cards.
With like 40 credit cards. Yeah.
Which is excellent.
There's a loophole around that too.
Yeah. Which is an excellent rating as well. One of the things I learned, I went bankrupt in 2008, lost over $100 million. And
yes.
I hired someone to help me build my credit from there as well. I was amazed that a bankruptcy doesn't even hurt your credit as much as you would think. Like,
yeah.
I thought, I think it was 7 or 10 years that I wouldn't even be able to get a credit card
right.
or get a credit rating.
Right.
Which was completely untrue.
Right.
There's a lot of ways as well. Do you help people that have a bankruptcy or some sort of problem in the past?
Absolutely, Dave. So we've actually had multiple clients that have came to us with both a Chapter 13 and a Chapter 7 bankruptcy on their credit report. It was crazy. We had a lady, I think this was mid-June. In 23 days, we were able to get her bankruptcy completely swept and removed off of her credit report legally by using those laws that I had mentioned before. And basically, she had like a clean slate and a clean start. So we actually get clients like that all the time. And it's crazy because they're like, wait a minute, I went bankrupt and you can just literally delete that off of like my file. I'm like, yeah. So we definitely.
It's amazing. And yeah. And it means a lot. It changes lives. You know, you go from punishment to protection and promotion.
Yes.
And that's the way I see the credit guru, the credit goat himself, James Jang. He's bringing protection and promotion to people that have learned their lessons or even have been taken advantage of. Because I know also personally another situation where, you know, in my financial distress, people, the reporting or the collectors lie.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason you can get them off. And they'll say things about like, oh, well, if you pay this off, this charge off, it won't affect your credit. Hmm. And then you end up thinking you're doing, in the worst time, you never would have paid the balance if it was going to ruin your credit anyway.
Yeah, so that's a huge misconception out there. And I actually I was doing another podcast, Dave, and I made a clip talking about how you should never pay the debt collector. It went viral. I got a lot of hate on that because people just don't understand. And I don't blame them. They don't teach you this stuff in school. But when debt collectors call you, they harass you and they tell you to pay and they're not going to report it as a collections. Well, they still do. The secret is once you negotiate a payment plan with them, they split that payment. So if I have $200 in collections that I owe your company, Dave, and you hire a debt collector, they'll be like, all right, I'll take 30% of whatever James pays. So now that 200, they get 30%, you get 70%. Everybody wins. I'm screwed because it's still going to be on my credit report as a paid collections or a paid charge off. So therefore, that's why you should never pay your collections or charge offs. What you should do is you should dispute them and get it removed off of your credit report, as that's one of the only ways that it's actually going to help your credit. If you go into a car dealership, you try to buy a house or you try to open up a credit card, even if you paid the collections, Dave, what are the banks and lenders going to see on your credit report? It's still going to say
charge off,
paid collections. It's not going to be gone. And when they see that, big red flag. No way I'm giving you a loan. And if I do, the interest rate's going to be pretty crazy.
Right, which puts you in a worse situation as well.
Exactly.
Now, one of the last things that I wanted to talk about is how you help people actually formulate business themselves. And e-commerce is a great opportunity for those people not to get so busy working that they forget to make money. What are some of the things that you do in order to increase and empower that opportunity, those options, the touches of favor that exist within e-commerce for anyone out there?
Yeah. And so, Dave, the beautiful part about that is, you know, the e-commerce service that we provide is an opportunity that literally anybody can get into. You can get into, I can get into, anybody behind the scenes here can get into. And it's ultimately a three-step process, right? So first, we check your credit. How is your credit? Well, you have good credit already, Dave? Great, we can move forward. But if you don't, what happens? We're going to fix your credit first and foremost. We're going to build you a solid credit foundation. And then from there, we're going to be able to get you loans, lines of credit, and credit cards to be able to then use, because most people don't have a large sum of money to just say, here, let me dump it into starting a business. And so once we get them that funding and financing, then they're able to start up an e-commerce store. Me specifically, we specialize in the Facebook platform. We use Facebook Shops and Facebook Marketplace, and we have an entire team of trained professionals that manages each and every single client store completely hands-free for them. So they can be on vacation, they could be at work, they could be spending time with their family, they could be at SoFi Stadium watching a game, and they're generating that passive cash flow literally from leveraging the bank's money, and they had to put nothing out of their own pocket. So not only is it safer because, well, if you use your whole life savings, how are you going to pay your mortgage? Your wife's probably going to make you sleep on the couch if you still have a home, that is. But if you are able to use the bank's money, you can use the profits from the store to slowly pay off the debt, kind of like a mortgage. And once that's paid off, you have cash flow coming in for the rest of your life. And now you just created another avenue of income that you literally didn't have to do anything for. So that's the beauty of
that. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast is there's a lot of people out there, I always say, standing in front of cars they don't own. They have circumstantial success, and then they portray it to other people. Like, these are things that you do for yourself still today. Like, you carry 40 credit cards. You built your own credit. And those are the only type of people I like to have on my podcast. You know, every once in a while someone slides by, but I do extraordinary amount of due diligence because I want to have the best. Yes. I want to have the GOAT. I want to have guys who are credible about credit.
Thank you.
And I think it really means a lot because it's still your a return on investment. You yourself are a vending machine for people. It's like, why wouldn't I pay, like credit billers, why wouldn't I pay $5 to $20 a month if it allows me to leverage thousands of dollars? Why wouldn't I pay you to help build up a vending machine that creates passive income for the rest of my life? Why wouldn't I fix my credit that allows me to pay James in order to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of leverage cash at 0% interest?
Yep.
These are true things that I found out through my due diligence that you've been able to do for other people.
Yeah.
In that context, though, you know, you are a business.
Yes.
What are you rely on as a business to be profitable? Like, is it the success of the person, or, you know, how do you hold that credibility that you have as the GOAT of credit and such a good reputation in a shady business? A lot of people are taking advantage of people.
Very shady business. I'm going to be very upfront about that. Yeah. I value transparency. There's a lot of scammers in the e-commerce and credit field. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons, Dave, that I even got into this business was because, like, growing up, I've always loved money. I'm Chinese. So, you know, my parents, you know, in the Chinese, you know, culture, your money is literally like instilled in you from the minute you came out of the womb. So, but I always knew I wanted to help people and you know, in an industry where most people last a year to 2 years, I want to be known as the guy that actually lasted in e-commerce and credit. And to answer your question, I don't win unless my clients win. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, of course, my services have a cost and, you know, my clients have to invest in themselves in order to get my help. But for example, if the clients don't get any funding from our team, then they don't pay us a single penny. We only take a percentage of that. If the clients don't make any money from the e-commerce stores, well, then we don't really make money either because we operate based off of a profit split, revenue share type of system. So everybody, I like to go by the quote, everybody eats. When you're with James, we all eat, and I'm going to take you to the moon with me. I'm not the type that's just going to stack up, make my millions, and you're going to be over there, you know, collecting change on the side of the road. So we all eat.
And where do you see the future? So, you know, regulations change. I'm a lawyer, so the Fair Credit and Trading Act has been out there forever. And, you know, understanding how to clean credit has been pretty straightforward now for those people that are honest.
Yeah.
But because of e-commerce, because of all types of different financial vehicles that are out there, even maybe even blockchain playing and rearing its head into the game,
Right. Where
you want to be in this for the long run. You're building a great reputation and a great business. Where do you see this going in the next 5 years?
To the moon, Dave. I mean, to the moon. So far, to this date exactly, we've, for our credit repair services, we've helped close to about 1,700 people. And I've been doing this, you know, full transparency for about 2.5-3 years.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in the game for like decades, or, you know, I'm not as experienced as you with everything that you've built.
You haven't lost as much as me, but hopefully, hopefully you never will.
hopefully one day I'll be on your level.
Yeah.
But, you know, for our credit repair services, Dave, we've helped about 1,600 individuals in the last 2.5 years. E-commerce, we're sitting around 1,400, 1,500. So the goal is to get that into the five-figure range, help over 10,000 people in all three of my realms of services, credit, funding, and e-commerce, and, you know, take my personal companies to eight figures and beyond, straight up.
Yeah, no doubt. You should be at eight. And someday even, you know, I'm older, so I see a nine-figure business because you are ahead of the game. And if you love what you do and you do it consistently and you do it long enough, it will tell you all its secrets. And I see the credit building, credit repair, and e-commerce businesses are really about those people that pay attention and give intention with good causes to learn the secrets. It's like a cheat code on a video game. For you, I can see it in your eyes when you're explaining. It's really simple.
Yeah.
But for the people who are experiencing bad credit that have been taken advantage of, you know, it's not simple.
It's not.
And they get extremely frustrated. I know of the thousands of people that you've helped, you've had those calls where people were like, I spent my last X dollars and somebody stole it from me, and now my credit's all screwed up, worse than it was. Can you help me, James? And that's what brought me to you when I heard stories like that of people who, you know, come to me a lot of times and say, hey, don't recommend you this guy. but instead coming to me saying, hey, you should have this guy on your podcast. Hopefully we'll have you on our TV shows as well, because more people need this type of help from honest people that are doing it themselves, not just telling people what to do, but actually benefiting from it and teaching others to do it.
Yeah.
He's the credit guru. If you want credit repair, if you want to build your credit, or you're interested in starting and partnering with James on a e-commerce business, there's nobody in the better than I know, a guy with a good heart, an honest mind, and great giving aspects to empower others. Someday you'll see him. He'll be a nine-figure man sitting here at SoFi in his own suite.
Next to you, Dave.
Interviewing me. James Jang, thank you so much for joining me. The credit guru himself, the credit goat. We are here at the GOAT of stadiums with the credit goat himself. SoFi Financial Institution
Yes.
should be proud to have James Jang here. I am David Meltzer. This is